Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Hey, witches. As we approach 2019, we wanted to wrap up like we do every episode with some basic blessings and reflect back on everything our guests have been grateful for this year.
Yeah, and something that has really helped us individually and together has been finding the gift of gratitude. So our gift to you this holiday season is looking back at what our guests were grateful for and what we are. And we implore you to think about what you were grateful for this year and what you want this coming fucking 2019, because it's our fucking year. I hope.
It has to be. It needs to be. It
Please.
Will be.
Yes.
Thank you. / you're welcome.
Well, yeah, we want to end each episode with something that you're grateful for. So what are you grateful for?
The first thing that comes to mind is feeling like Los Angeles is finally home because I feel like I have good people. I feel like I have a couple things that add purpose and validation to my life. Mm. And I live right by a Whole Foods, so I can like go.
Thank
like,
God.
I can like walk stuff. There and get some stuff.
It's like, the little things.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Like I can get some like vegetables and go back to my apartment that I love. And just like, I feel like I'm home a bit and I'm really grateful for that.
Cool. I am grateful for Tom Bambara for bringing you and I together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Tom.
Shout out to Tom.
He
and
comes
dolphins.
Up, right? Yeah. He comes up a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for all of you listening on KWRN.
No, dude, I'm so grateful for my empowerment as a woman, learning to love myself, which I have Leah and our whole team of women on Adele Dazeem, our UCB musical improv team, to thank for lifting me up into that empowered place about 2 years ago, which all leads to here.
Yes.
And grateful for doing this.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
Woo!
I like thinking of the little things that I overlook.
Yeah.
So today I thought of poetry because I love it, and it's easy to overlook its worth, but my friend Sarah Benincasa, I don't know if either of you follow her online, but she's, like, an amazing writer, and she'll post other people's writing all the time, like, even on Instagram, which is a highlight for me, and she'll post, like, daily meditations and readings and stuff all the time that are all fabulous. So follow Sarah Benincasa, but it just reminds me how much I love poetry because, of course, I love comedy. I'm in the comedy world, and writing jokes for me is so much fun, but so is poetry. It's cathartic. And reading other people's poetry, because the words don't have to make literal sense, but it's like when you paint and you just use the words more like freely. That's why I love poetry. It's like not a literal reading, but it's like you can take words and work their meaning around. Because for me, words are like my toys. Like I'm a writer.
Yeah.
So I love like taking words and like skewing them a little bit and toying with metaphors. And so for me, like I forget how much I value poetry, and it's like such a lush part of life. So
I love that.
Isn't that fun to like consider those things? Like we just forget or overlook like
how beautiful they are.
So cool. Yes. Yeah. So poetry.
Hell yeah. I'm grateful for water, clean water. Cause I've had two full water bottles and I feel a lot better.
Good.
But also just, I feel like I don't, really think about, I just have clean bathing and drinking water every day.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Thank God.
Wow.
Or whoever.
Whoever you believe in.
I'm grateful that I'm owning my strengths. Speaking of be strong, Sekhmet. And I'm just owning one of my strengths is being super sensitive and intuitive so that I can do something like this. Instead of being like, I can't do that, or like, it's not real, or no, it's like, I can. Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly. I posted a picture last night that said, why not?
I love it.
That's been my feeling. Like just why do not? Stuff. Just do it.
And all these years, I think we like don't do things because we're scared of what people think about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be fucking 30 this year. Like I really could give a shit what anyone thinks about what I'm doing, what I'm writing, what I'm making. Like, right. I'm doing it because that's what's gotten me the farthest, is staying true to, like, myself, even when people said it was ridiculous.
Yep. You know? And that ties it all up, because that's what I was saying at the beginning. I feel like we're all actually doing it now. Yes. More women and just people. Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah. Oh. Very exciting. Wow, I'm glad I can breathe again, guys.
There's so many things. I mean, this was incredible. I think, like, as much as people may not buy into what you guys do and believe in, like, I think you can find a way to relate in any way. And like you said, it's positive. It doesn't make you feel weird.
Right.
And that trip has been making me feel so much that, like, just adding one little ping of positivity feels really good. So, like, I'm just grateful to have been here and had you guys be kind enough to give me something.
Thank you.
So thanks.
We're That's so grateful you're here.
Yeah. And thank you for the Harry Potter.
Oh my God. Yes.
Thank you for our readings.
If I could, like, tell anything, that's good.
I am grateful for time. Because I think I went to my friend, this is kind of long explanation, but I went to my friend Jade Nova's album release party and it was incredible. Get it? It's called Owl Blue. But she has a song that's about time, and she specifically talked about time as it applies to being a woman and how we always feel like we're in a rush.
Yes.
But there's been a lot of people in my life right now. It all happened, like, on one day, weirdly enough, where a lot of loved ones are, like, sick or randomly died. Yeah. And I'm like, we get worried about time and getting older, but, like, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die.
Yeah,
so, like, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have time, because that means that I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, so beautiful. I'm just happy to still be here.
Yay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not in the religious way.
Right.
More just like affirmative.
Affirmative. Yes.
Confirmed. I concur. The first thing that popped into my head was that I'm grateful for my creativity and that I have the ability to express it, because it feels like breathing to me or water. and I think that there was a lot of time in my life where I wasn't able to express it circumstantially. And so I'm just so grateful that I get to express my creativity, because it's pouring out and it needs to come out in my case. Yes. Like, it's gotta come out.
Yeah.
100%.
It gives me life, literally. Yes. So
can't offer that shit.
Yeah.
Gotta let go. Can't be precious with it.
No. So yeah, true. Exactly. Yep. Get it out.
Yes.
I am grateful for opening my energy enough in the last month to have met you.
Yeah.
And in turn to have met you and to have said yes to this opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm grateful I said yes to me.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for trusting my gut on that one.
I love that. Ooh, I'm so, so grateful. I might cry for this thing that's happening with my eyes right now, because for one, I feel like it saved my life from the shooting at Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I wouldn't have been able to see, which means I can't drive, then my friend Levi wouldn't have offered to drive me to go get groceries, and by both of our schedules, we could do that on Friday, and the shooting happened on Saturday. And just in so many other ways, it's making me slow down. So I'm so grateful that my eyes are, and my body is telling me a lot of information right now by taking away my sight.
Yeah, love that. I am grateful today for my antidepressants. Because they haven't, like, solved my depression. I definitely still get bouts of it. But it's made me more able to show up for life, which has then broadened, like, if I weren't on antidepressants, we probably wouldn't be doing this podcast. Because I had no energy, no drive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be miserable.
Yeah.
Yes. And, like, so it hasn't changed me, but it's made me more able to live my life.
Yeah.
And, like, I so promote antidepressants. Maybe not long term, but, like, if you are struggling, like, it will make your life better.
It changed my life profoundly. Yeah. And I always say it's helps me organize my thoughts. So mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about 50,000 things at once yeah. and then being like, ugh. So yeah. it's like, if you need help, you can get it.
Yeah.
Call me. Text me.
Call me.
I'm here for you.
But call, like, me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me. Anytime. Call me.
Anyone?
I'm grateful for being here right now,
Hell
for being
yeah.
present, yes. for having you two. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I'm grateful for, I mean, I'm grateful for tons of stuff. I'm yeah. grateful that I am still alive. Yeah. I'm grateful that, like, my body parts work. I'm yeah. grateful, you know, that I'm yes. able to, like, afford living in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
I'm grateful for getting dumped.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm grateful for that so often. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I got to say it again, because I wouldn't be here on this podcast either if that
yeah.
didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's one of my positive things that came out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, you guys just sparked so many things. But the main thing that's popping in my head is I'm grateful for the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
providing us the space to be able to do this. Because
yeah.
Every time
it's
we have
so
these
fun.
Conversations and pull these cards, it's like I feel re-energized mm.
yeah.
watching other people get re-energized.
Wow. Yeah, same.
So, yeah, thanks,
this
Comedy
is,
Store.
I did not expect to be...
I really didn't expect...
much. I was just yeah. like, I'm gonna hang out with Rachel and Leah.
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
We do magic here.
But this is actually quite insane. I
yeah.
mean, it speaks to me. It's exactly what I needed to hear.
Oh,
I
that's
can't
perfect.
Stop getting goosebumps all over
Good.
My body.
Good.
It's wild.
I'll go first just because yeah. I have it immediately.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for my female friendships. Mm. Last night we went out to the Hotel Roosevelt, like five girls
oh, yeah.
of us.
The night,
yeah.
night swim thing?
Yes,
yeah.
night swim.
Was, you were there as well?
Yeah. Shout out to Night Swim. If you live in LA, it's every Wednesday.
I've been
Wednesday.
Meaning to go because I've gone yeah. in the past. It's fun.
It's so
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's so
free.
Chill and nice.
Yeah. Did you
yeah.
swim?
We did swim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Dance.
It was like such a ladies' night. I don't, nothing against men, but like no men talked to us and it was
wow.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we just, we're dancing
we
and having a good time.
Yeah.
That's
together.
Great.
So yeah, in the past few years, my female friendships have blossomed and they've just awakened so much in me and I'm so
yes.
grateful for them.
Yes.
Great.
I gotta be grateful for my vision improving. The fact that I could read that card, like
yeah.
I could not
wow.
read a couple weeks ago.
Hell yeah.
Words, it was too blurry. So we're on the road to recovery, I
yes.
think.
Yes.
I'm thankful for my health and mental
yeah.
clarity.
Great.
There we go.
Yes. Ugh.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm grateful for when my skin is clear. I've been having a lot of like random bug bites when I'm sleeping, and it's been really annoying, and then, like, random eczema flare-ups. So whenever your skin is, like, fucked up, it just reminds you of, I'm just so grateful when it's not.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to, not to sound, like, corny, but, like, honestly, to be here. Like, this
oh,
was just such
yeah.
a healing
Us
and,
too.
Like, exciting conversation for me
yeah.
that I'm excited to, like, take this energy into my week, and everything
Great.
We talked about was such a good reminder.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my fiance, who I was, like, annoyed with last night, but that was only because I was on a bad vape, and now
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
you know, now I'm like, okay, I love
yeah.
him. And I'm also really grateful for Al-Anon, which is a program I've only been to, like, seven meetings so far,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like being a part of Al-Anon and that program mm-hmm. has
yeah.
helped me get into this work even
yeah.
cool,
deeper.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so those
yeah.
are three things that I'm
amazing.
Grateful for.
I'm
maybe
overachiever.
Only supposed to say
yeah.
one, but like,
no,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Here's my lucky number. I had to.
Yes.
I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that this guy that kind of broke it off communicated to me instead of ghosting.
Beautiful.
I really appreciate that I got an answer and information.
Yeah.
Like that's
so much
he
better.
Freed me.
Move on.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I'm also grateful for music. Lately, I've been just mm-hmm. because I had lost my eyesight for a few weeks. Music has been like
oh,
really
no,
carrying
yeah.
me like it never has before.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful for music. And also my eyesight's back, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I
yeah,
drove here
huge.
Today.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my
We're
god.
We're all good.
Yeah.
We're all good. Okay, and I'm was that what you
Oh
were
no,
for?
I was just kind of I guess I'm I think the thing that's coming to my mind is like gratitude for our bodies. Like
yeah.
just, you know, they fucking work
do so much.
And, you know, they're just like fantastic and
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like and just that understanding of like as someone who can get a little caught up in like I need to look this way or be this way or whatever. Realizing that, like, with other people, like, you're so into their whole package and, like, that's...
You don't notice and, that little thing.
Right,
yeah.
And people will appreciate that in you the way that you do in others. Yeah. And, like, we're very yes. lucky that we have, like, working, happy bodies.
Healthy bodies. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. lucky. Mm-hmm. That actually ties right into my grateful moment, which is that I'm so glad that I'm able to take... Like, so I went through this whole medical journey with my eyes and I got a lot of help from people and I'm really grateful that now I'm in a place where I can help. Like, I had a friend who has the flu and I was able to bring him Gatorade and DayQuil. Like, I could drive, I could see, and I could go to the store and buy it and drive to him and drop it off because I healed.
So many
and
things
he helped
that,
me when I was sick.
That maybe you took for granted that, like, you had your sight back.
So crazy, like... We don't know. Because I think as a planner type person, I'm like, life's going to go this way. And you never think,
you
like, a big horrible thing can happen and just, like, be fucking grateful right now that, like, you know.
All things are good. Yeah.
I'm grateful for Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone.
Yes.
Because had he not done that, we wouldn't have been able to interview Tayo. So...
Thank you, Alexander. Yeah. R.I.P. Mr. Bell.
Yes, Mr. Bell. Which I think he stole it from someone else, but we'll move past that.
Scottish inventor of telephone, Alexander Graham Bell. I'm grateful you too. Thanks for encouraging me to step out of my comfort zone.
Hell yeah. Yes. And I gotta throw it right back. I'm grateful to you, Tayo, for being an example that it's awesome to be emotional as a man and helping boys find a place to do that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I hope some of the men you teach come my way and
me too.
Yeah. Treat me with so much respect.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you both will end up with amazing people, because they will be lucky to have you in their life. So
that's what we've been saying.
Thank you. Yeah, we believe that.
But thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm grateful for both of you, and I'm grateful for the validation and and the resonance that I've experienced by being here with you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'm grateful for, I was just remembering the episode of Radio Titans. Is that what it was that we were on, where we talked all about consent? Do you remember that?
Was that my own show or was it Radio? Is that where I originally met you? With Carl?
No, yeah, with Carl.
Maybe grown-ass men?
That's what it was, grown-ass men. I don't know. I just was thinking back to that conversation. It was such a good conversation. It was right when, like, the Me Too stuff was happening.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was great. I remember.
Yeah.
I loved that conversation.
Yeah. So I'm grateful for a lot of things, but grateful for to be able to have honest conversations with amazing women like yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for learning how to breathe, which yoga really helped me with. And I've, like, in a week's time, I've had, like, 4 people tell me, thank you so much for your breath work, because I heard it in class and it motivated me to breathe and not be so quiet with my breath. And then I just noticed how I use it in settings like this. I use it throughout my day. I'm so grateful that I can breathe.
Yeah. We all can.
Oh, my God. I had to learn that. I used to hold my breath. It was a big thing. Yep. And then I was home and getting stressed out by my father, and I started breathing as a solution.
So good.
I was like, oh, I have arrived.
Anyone can do it at any time. Yeah.
I feel like we met on Twitter, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow,
like
amazing.
Years ago. Yeah, and I'm very grateful today for Twitter, because it has brought a lot of people in my life from all over the country, like friends, you know. And it gave me a lot of confidence as a writer. I've gotten so many jobs from my writing online, and it's a great, it was a great showcase. Twitter's kind of died a little bit, right? But at the time it was like, so I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah.
I'm grateful, we already talked about it, but for sisterhood, I have to go back to it, for fucking women being in my life and being my friends, and it's just snowballed. It's easier and easier for me to just keep making more and more female friends that are that go deep very quickly. Mm. Like, I think because of the time we're in, I'm just connecting so strongly with women.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. I'm grateful for all the times that I showed up for myself.
Yes.
You know, all the times that things were really difficult and I kept going, even on the times that I wanted to quit. Like, if I were to thank my past self, you know, she's the reason why I'm here.
Yeah.
For all the work that she put in. And looking back, I'm like, I don't think I can do it again. You know?
But you had your back. Like, you got you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believed in myself enough.
I love
enough.
That you referring to yourself as she.
Yeah.
That's very powerful to me for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she went through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, moving here and going through a divorce and, like, uprooting and trying to have a career here. It's a scary thing. And thing that like 1% of people, you know, could actually do. And so I'm proud of myself for all the work that I did to get here.
Yes. You deserve to be proud.
And just resume that mission.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know mine.
Go for it. I knew it this morning. I'm grateful for the new moon and the full moon for kicking my ass to get me out of my comfort zone, make me end something that's no longer good for me. I don't want to do it, but I know I don't want to do it because it's scary. A new chapter, I guess. I don't know.
New chapters. That's mine. I'm thankful for transitions.
Yes.
They're so hard and they're like super intimidating and you have that like gut wrench feeling. Mm-hmm. But you know, like if you look at yourself in the future, you know that it's a good thing.
Yes. Right? And I want to also tell you this quote from my life coach. An intuitive yes followed by a feeling of fear means you're going in the right direction. Mm, wow. So it's like when you were like, yes, and then you got scared, go for it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You just have to do it.
Yes. And I'm grateful for your spirit, Chelsea. Aww. Yeah, I like almost want to cry.
Oh, my God. Because, I'm going to cry right now.
No, seriously, because like it's a reminder. I see your story. This sounds so stupid, but like you really appreciate your female friendships, and that's like something I really care about too. And you just find joy in life, even with like heartache or heart space tiredness. And I want that.
So beautiful.
So thank you. For Leah and I, gratitude is what really got us into this work.
Yeah.
So whoever feels it,
I am grateful today. I was talking before about how I went to detox and then, like, you know, got my minor in possession. And then I went to rehab when I was 19. And I'm just grateful to be alive because I literally should be dead twice. Like, I should have died twice. Yeah. People, the firemen that, like, scooped me out of my bed said that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I sometimes forget.
Yeah,
me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like I've been, like, given a second chance at life, and it's...
I totally relate. I had to take so many drugs for my illness. Mm. So it turns out that it takes a lot of opiates to kill yourself. Like, it's not as little as... Yeah, yeah. So I learned that just because I was in so much pain and something about the medicine just wasn't... I couldn't feel the effects or it wasn't helping me. So many times you go to bed and you're like, I might die tonight.
Fuck.
So that's
fun. Scary.
It's not fun. So I'm glad that's behind me.
Me too.
But I think that having that kind of experience is important. I mean, and a shared experience. So I feel you. Like, I understand. For my health, I'm here very grateful that my health has finally gotten to a place.
Yes.
But I needed, it was emotional. I needed a lot of...
It so often is.
Yeah, the pain was just linked to sadness, trauma, and not having a voice.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the signs I've been getting that I'm on the right track, the affirmations like I talked about. In just having you here and relating on so many, even like my hair growing longer, that's a little sign to me that this is real and this matters. No dismissing it. And it is important. And I'm just so grateful to have those reminders because in this masculine world, it's easy for me to fall into like, I don't see a result. So I'm not doing good and I'm a bad person. And but it's like, no,
this, even if it doesn't earn me money, is some important work in my life.
Right.
And it's energetically earning me some other currencies, and it
will lead to other things.
Yeah. So I'm grateful that I'm getting affirmations to keep me going.
Right. And the more we love ourselves, like truly, the more we love every part of our bodies, everything that we bring to the world, like the feminine part, like my, you know, I always say, the more you embrace the softness, you know, the more things start to flow.
It's so true.
There's strength in the gentleness.
There is. And I'm not looking to make my mark as someone trying to take over.
Conjure.
I mean, I just want to be equally represented. I want the feminine. I want softness to be valued.
Understood, valued.
And taken into consideration as part of a decision-making process when legislation is being made and laws about my body, you know?
Yes.
So see how many different areas this can go in?
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to be back in LA. I was just traveling. I was in Connecticut for 2 days. And it's very cool to get paid to travel.
It's the best. Yeah. It is the best.
I'm like staying in a hotel. I love hotels.
Yeah, I do too.
And we have like a fun night in the hotel where we just drank beers and played Drawful. Do you know that game? And
no.
Fibbage. Oh, it's on Jackbox TV, which is like an app.
Oh, I know Jackbox.
Yeah.
That's a very, me saying, I know Jackbox sounds disgusting.
Oh, that is an unfortunate name.
I know.
I never thought about that.
Jackbox.
Jackbox. That sounds like a dude's bedroom.
Yeah.
Get in the Jackbox.
Get in the Jackbox.
Fire up the porn.
Or like a spank bank. My Jackbox.
It's just something about it. I feel like the
Jackbox
term is
TV
just dripping with cum. It's like a disgusting term. Yikes. And how about yourself?
I'm grateful for my mom. She came and painted my room for my birthday.
Cute.
Yeah. Wow. Such a saint. Thank you, Anna, but you're not listening because I already told you not to.
I'm grateful for I'm grateful for me right now. I feel like I haven't been grateful for myself enough, and that's not narcissistic. That is, I am grateful for like really clocking in and like checking in with myself lately. I didn't know how to do that consciously, and I've really gotten to a place with that where I'm like, I'm grateful for listening to myself.
Awesome. Good. I think a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think it's like a thing I'm figuring out, but I find myself accessing it better and kind of taking those anxieties and those doubts that the card talked about.
Yes.
The doubts are a big one, man. The doubts
release
are like real. It's hard. It's a real easy way to talk yourself out of pursuing or justifying that you're not worth getting more things. And I think, so that's what I'm grateful for.
I will start. Last night was Rachel's birthday party, and it was really fun. And I'm grateful for our house that we live in. It's so freaking beautiful. And, like, when we have all of our friends in there, it just feels like a safe haven in, like, a crazy city. So that's a lot of things, but I guess I'm grateful for my house and for Rachel's birthday.
Yay.
Yeah.
I am grateful for daily awareness. It's something that I'm so grateful for that... that God, the universe, whatever, has given me awareness to be able to recognize things that I can improve on every single day. And that means I feel like regardless is a white life well lived.
Yeah.
Today I'm grateful for the fact that I get to do what I love. I didn't have to wake up any early, and I could just wake up and live my life without having too many distractions or... things to worry about,
Awesome. Today I'm grateful for a deodorant because the guy in yoga today next to me was not wearing any, and it made me really be grateful for all the times that I've been next to people in yoga and they were wearing it because it was really hard to focus with really bad BO next to me.
Today I'm grateful for Leah Kanauer.
Thank you.
Because you've led me to so many of my gigs. My dad was asking, like, how'd you get that job? And I was like, Leah. And he was like, how'd you get that one? And I was like, Leah. No, that one I got. Oh, wait, but the one before that was Leah that led to it. So, Leah. So, thank you.
Yeah. I'm grateful for yoga. I'm grateful for the teacher I had this morning, Joe. Thanks, Joe. he really slowed things down, and I totally, like, zoned out because just focusing on the breath the whole hour.
Oh, great.
So very thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for Greenblatt's Deli.
Oh, yum.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, we had lunch. I had a BLT. It was bomb. And I haven't had Greenblatt's in a long time. And I just woke up this morning really craving it. And then Rachel.
I jumped on board.
Yeah, jumped on board. And she thanked my intuition as well because it was a bomb ass lunch. So
yum. If you're listening, Mike might be our new listener.
Oh,
Mike
yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Nice. I'm grateful for palm trees. I think leaving Hawaii can be really sad, but knowing that I was coming home to a place that also has palm trees and feels sort of like tropical-ish and vacation-y made it much easier and less depressing to leave my vacation. So I'm grateful to live in a place that still kind of feels like a beautiful vacation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're so lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Grazie, mahalo, all of the things. Thank you.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
I'm grateful that this is kind of the last thing of the weekend for me. Rachel and I are going to decorate our tree with our roommates and like just smoke a J and drink hot chocolate, do face masks. And I was like performing all weekend. I'm just exhausted. So yeah, I'm excited to relax tonight.
I'm grateful for the cosmic nature of, I don't know, just you being here and the things you've said specifically were exactly what I needed to hear and good, really good reminders. So thank you, Natasha.
Aww. Yeah. I'm really grateful to both of you and even just your podcast. I was listening to it today and having a voice, giving a voice to women and a space to celebrate women and for strong women that we know, love, that we are. And just to like support each other. I'm so grateful for the support and celebration and like opportunity to be bold.
Be bold. Wow, that was perfect. She's a pro. I am very grateful for you and the Saw movies. Truly, I was so excited that you were coming on this because I love horror movies, but what I especially have always loved about the Saw trilogy or series, whatever you want to call it, franchise, I don't know, is that like there's always a lesson in that like your actions have repercussions. And if you are a bad person, you might get away with it for a long time, but eventually Jigsaw's gonna come and fucking kill you.
Fuck you up.
Yes. So yeah, just like be a good person.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you.
I'm grateful for how many people I'm meeting that understand getting out of your comfort zone. Mm. Like you, mm-hmm. and like this guy I'm seeing. Yeah, very grateful.
Yeah.
I am thinking, what's crazy, right before I came here, I was at my son's school. It was his birthday.
Oh.
And we got to do his...
Happy birthday, do your chores.
But not having this family that I have encourages me and allows me to see things that were never exciting to me again and be excited. Like when you look at things through his eyes, you realize things that we take for granted actually are cool. So like, he'll, for example, he found a spider yesterday and he took the spider and put it in his like little bug kit under a magnifying glass. And he was like, Daddy, look at the spider. It's so cool. And like, I see them and I just walk over them. And then I looked at it with Henry and I saw it through his eyes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And we looked at the spider for like a half hour and he told me things about it. And I was like, I didn't even think of a spider like this. Then we walked outside and he let the spider go. And he said, bye, spider. And it was just this awesome thing about, it reminds me to see things in a different way, which I'm not used to seeing.
Yeah.
So the family that constantly allows me to look at things differently.
That's so beautiful.
That's
Witches. Yeah.
Basic witches.